This weekend is Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of July, beginning the 17th week of Ordinary Time. Jodie Penner sings, "Be Near Me Still." This past week's readings have brought us into an intimate conversation with God. The sense of betrayal felt by God at the beginning of the week, "What have I done to you?" is soon answered with our tender reply, "I will seek him whom my soul loves." The deepest meaning of our lives can be found in making a response to God. It can be very easy to turn away, to be a bit more like a clay jar than a vine attached to the branch. But the call will still be there. We will always have the opportunity to turn back, to make a response to the God who made us. Today's reading from the Psalms picks up on these themes too.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Let your steadfast love become my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Truly I love your commandments, more than gold, more than fine gold. Truly I direct my steps by all your precepts. I hate every false way. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple.
God is near, nearer to us than we are to ourselves. God is in every circumstance of our lives, in our own deepest thoughts and feelings. Ponder that thought for a moment. Become aware of God's intimate closeness to you at this very moment, in all that is going on around you now, in all that has happened and will yet happen to you today. I know, O Lord, that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Sometimes, when we experience pain, it is, in fact, God nudging us to make some changes in our life. When has that been true for you? When has a feeling of pain or unhappiness been the push you needed to make some change? Could that be true of any pain or unhappiness you're feeling now? As you hear the psalm read again, you might like to make it your prayer, echoing the words of the psalmist in your heart as you hear them.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Let your steadfast love become my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Truly I love your commandments, more than gold, more than fine gold. Truly I direct my steps by all your precepts. I hate every false way. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple.
God does not inflict suffering on us gratuitously or callously. Rather, we have a God of compassion, who feels with us, who has suffered for us. Speak now to this God, perhaps about the pains and unhappinesses you experience or see in the lives of others, and what God might be nudging you to do about it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.